name, O Lord, for gathering us together in your presence for this last service of the day. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for the blessings you have been showering upon our souls right from the Sunday school period and the main service in the morning. We thank you that in diverse ways you have been dealing with our souls. We say, blessed be your name, Lord. One thing sure, your work can never return to you void. You watch over the same to perform it, O Lord. You move in the mysterious ways and your wonders to perform. Lord, your servant, unprofitable, unworthy, I'm reporting for duty again this afternoon. May you help me, Heavenly Father. This is the way you have prepared me before the foundation of the world. May your eternal purpose be accomplished in the life of every individual. Oh, Heavenly Father, help us, Lord. One more time, take absolute control of the atmosphere. May you glorify your name, Lord. May you magnify your word in the midst of your people. May your name be exalted, O Lord. Have your way, have the preeminence, Lord. Take over every spirit in this place. We bring every foul spirit subject to the authority of the word of the living God. Father, we thank you and bless your name. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the special number. Thank you very much for every one of thy people, the deacons, the trustees, O Lord our God, the instrument users, O Lord our God, the computer operators, engine operators, our brother in the online system room there, O Lord our God, at the apostle. We pray that you replenish there. May you strengthen there. Father, may we take home something this evening. Thank you, our Master. Bless your people where they are having their evening service at this time. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, we welcome ourselves to church this afternoon in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Shall we please turn in our Bibles to Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Amen. Be seated. God bless you. As you have the blessings of the Lord upon the reading of his word this evening. Praise the Lord. We started this sermon on Wednesday. Time-tested memorials of God. Praise the Lord. Time-tested memorials of God. When the people of Israel got to the Jordan River and to cross over, God commanded Joshua, who replaced Moses, the great servant of the Lord and the deliverer at that time. After the death of Moses, God raised up Joshua, and then he told him what to do. How the people should prepare themselves, not coming into their wives. Within 3 days, they were going to cross over this Jordan. Our prophet said that the word of Joshua was at stake, because heaven and earth will pass away. God's word can never pass away unfulfilled. And the prophet said Joshua knew what he was speaking, knew what he was talking about. And Joshua, all throughout his lifetime, when he took over from Moses as a great warrior, Joshua obeyed the word of the Lord to the letter. Amen. God help us. And he told them that the priest should take up the ark of the Lord and go forward. Are you following me? The priest should take up the ark of God and go forward. And the people should follow them. And as soon as the feet of the priest that carried the ark of God stepped into the brim of Jordan River, he said, Jordan River, we part. Amen. But remember, the word of God went forth. First thing first is for the word of God, the ark of God, to go forward. Amen. And he told her, like a prophecy,
that as soon as the feet of the priest of the Lord touched the edge of Jordan River. Jordan River. Remember, it was during the harvest period. It was in the month of April. But the man said that it may look foolish to any scientific man that Joshua chose the worst time of the year. Say, but God always allowed those things to happen because it's God who has spoken. And his work can never fail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he was so confident because he knew God's work cannot fail. And as soon as the feet of the priests that were carrying the ark of the Almighty God stepped to the brim of the water of Jordan. Remember the Bible made us know that Jordan River used to flow down from the mountain down and water the whole field and swell. It was so high at that period. The snow will follow, will melt, and cause the water to fall down from the hill, and then flow over its banks. So you can imagine who will ever enter into such a thing. But just as it was at the Red Sea, when the enemy was pursuing there, the same thing here at River Jordan, they must cross it. Because if they didn't cross Jordan River, they would not be able to go into the promised land. So it was expedient for them to cross Jordan. But God has given them what to do. And when they obeyed the word of the Lord, the woman said, Jordan gave way to the word of the living God. May God help us. No matter, sorry please, paragraph 57. Time-tested memorials of God. And when he said, first take the ark and go forward. And when those 3 feet touch that Jordan, no matter how wide she was and how she was swelling, it gave way to God's eternal word. For the word was in the ark. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall never pass away. So Joshua, knowing that his word must rest upon God's word, and he put God's word first. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Baba said, think of that. Think of the 61 now, paragraph 61. Said, think of the 2 million men, footmen, with women and children. Capacity there, probably taking 4 or 5 hours or more. And when, you know, what do you think? What do you think? He said, this, you know, that river will have filled up. But God stayed the stream. Amen. Oh, I love that. Stayed the stream, and she lay there until they passed away. Hallelujah. And when the people were clean past, remember the priests were still standing. Oh man, our God is great. Heaven and earth will pass away. God's word will never pass away unfulfilled. Then God said, Joshua, we are going to make a memorial. Take 12 men, one man from each tribe. Let them go back to the midst of Jordan River. Let each one carry each stone on their shoulders and take it to the camp where they are going to sleep tonight. And those men went into the midst of Jordan River. And each one took a stone and put it on his shoulder and then carry it to the camp. Put it there. He said, because in the future, you are going to tell your children, if they will ask you, what meaning this? Because God told Joshua, he should set up these stones in the midst of Jordan River. So that in the near future, when your children will ask you, what meaning these stones? 10 days. The Jordan River, as you see, when we're about to cross, when we go to this place, Jordan River flows over his banks. And Jehovah God, he rolled back this Jordan on the right and on the left. And we cross this same Jordan we are looking at today. That's the same God we are serving. Because it was a memorial. Hallelujah. Okay. What caused these stones to be here? Okay. We have just said it. Baba said, that's a wonderful memorial. Hallelujah. What a great blessed memorial that was. Now, let's go to 62. Or 63 now. Then I think of another memorial. We are following this now. God help us. One day, when a woman had made the wrong choice, she decided to stay in the well-water place of Sodom and Gomorrah and be sociable and live like the rest of the women were in those days. Hallelujah. God help us, church. She didn't take the good choice as Sarah, who stayed up in the barren land. Only she kept God's word in her heart. Sarah kept God's word in her heart. But Lot's wife, Mrs. Lot, she chose to just stay in a fertile ground in Sodom and Gomorrah and live like the women of the world in those days. May God help us, brothers and sisters. This concerns you and me. Amen. Not only women alone, but he's only giving us example here to see. But Sarah obeyed God's word. And not only that, she was obedient and loved her husband insomuch that she called him her Lord. Go ahead, my sisters. I don't know about that. I say, God help you, sisters. I say, you married once. Oh, my. Don't be an iron lady. Don't have Roman Catholic spirit. Don't try to rule your husband. Remember the Bible says, your husband is not only your husband. She's your head. And she's your Lord. You are looking at me, oh. But remember, he said one time, he said, I was preaching somewhere. And I was telling women that they should obey their husband. They say, obey. It is in the old woman's almanac. For me to obey him, he be the first one to obey me. But the man said, let me tell you, sister, as long as you are not ready to obey your husband, don't tell me you are a Christian. He said, because you are not. Let that one seek him. They're all looking at me. I don't beg for him. No. I'm not begging for him. But let him sink in. If you are here as a sister, married sister, if you are the type that wants to control your husband, you are wrong. You don't have the Holy Ghost in you. Bear with me. Sarah, the Bible tells us she called her husband Lord. Amen. And then that is when God met there. In the tender day, God help us. But this is law. Just bear with me. Where we reach, we'll stop. Praise the Lord. But Mrs. Law, she became very worldly and taking on with the things of the world. And what a lesson that is to us today, that we can become too worldly minded. And I'm quite sure today that the church is in whole is becoming too worldly. Too worldly minded. Now, maybe Mrs. Law didn't mean to do that. When she went down there, she thought, I will just be sociable. It is all right to be sociable, but don't take up the habits of the world. That's it. Don't try it. It will take you to nowhere. It's good to be sociable. Good to be sociable. Just have friends. Have friends. That's all right. But don't try to be like the world. Don't take the habits of the world. Because the people of the world, they are opposite to the Christians. They will not obey the word of God. People who don't obey the word of God. May God help us, church. Listen. When you go like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. Are you with me? All right. They proposed in their heart that they would not defy themselves no matter what come or went, no matter whether the rest of the church backslid. What happened? They proposed in their heart and they are in memoria today. Yes. They proposed in their heart. And they maintain that purpose in their heart. Oh my. May God give us revelation. And their memorial today, we can read in the scriptures. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel. Remember that they were not the only three, the only four that were taken from Jerusalem to Babylon. There were thousands. Remember it was the prophecy of Jeremiah that they will be taken by the king of Enoch to Babylon to serve that Gentile king. Because of what? Because of disobeying the word of God. Because they forsook the God of their fathers. May God help us, church. Young ones, listen to me in the name of the Lord. Or you listen to the word of God. You can't even listen to it. Let's listen to the word of God. Praise the Lord. We have been saying this not once, not twice, not thrice. I've read this one before. Ministers have read it to us. But let's listen again. Because there is power in repetition. You, tertiary institution students, listen to me in the name of the Lord, both boys and girls. Youth, teenagers, listen to me in the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord for you. Remember, we are speaking of time-tested memorials of God. This is an example for you and me here to follow. It has to nobody. May God help us. But I want to read something here to us. Just to remind us, youth, teenagers, I want to read something to us as a reminder. That when you go, it's a divine instruction. Go like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel. Remember that Daniel was the prophet. Is that right? But this Daniel, he had only three companions, believers like himself. Oh, man. God's grace was so much upon their life. They found grace and favor in the sight of the Lord. Why? Because of predestination. Because of foreknowledge. Because of election. Why not other names? Why this name? Because their names were written in that book of life. They didn't care about their life to be destroyed. They were ready to serve God to the end. They proposed in their heart and they stay with that purpose. And they fulfill that purpose. May God help us. I'm reading from Gabriel's instruction. Please bear with me. Gabriel's instruction to Daniel. Paragraph 72. I won't wait for you, please, because of time. Paragraph 72. Time-tested memorials. When you go like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'm sorry, I didn't give you this before coming here. It's what is taking out now. You go to the middle of it, paragraph 72. 68 years! He went into captivity in B.C. 606. And when the vision came to him, was B.C. 538. B.C. 538, from 606, lived 68 years. 68 years, he had been in Babylon, amongst heathens. Among who? Heathens. And still, had the victory. Young ones, Daniel, like your age, when he was taken to Babylon, we are going to see at the age of 14, 12, 14. Think of it. He maintained victory in the land of the heathen. How are you maintaining victory? God help us. And see how the victory, the Bible said, Amen. That Gabriel's instruction to Daniel. 61073 0730. Yeah. We can stay an hour. But he had been in the very midst, which nobody, with nobody but three companions, and them in different parts of the kingdom. They were not together. Only when they were together, when they were being fed. That was when Daniel made this decision here, proposed in his heart, that he was not going to divide himself with the king's meat and with the king's drinks. Because those who eat the food of the king and drink his wine, they'll be fatter, and their cheeks will be rosy. Their face will be fresh. Oh my, the flesh will be okay. But he proposed that he would, and God made it, for him to have grace and favor before the head eunuch. Please, could you do me a favor? Could you do us a favor? Give us just pulse and water for 10 days. Oh! Pulse and water. You want to endanger my head before this dictator? If within 10 days, or by the time we present you to the king, and you look lean, you look haggard, then you endanger my data and say, my head, and say, I didn't, he will say, I didn't take care of you. Say, you prove your servants. Just give us these beans and water. And within 10 days, God came on the scene. They were eating this bulk, these beans, and taking water, you know. And their face looked fresher. And their flesh looked fresher and fatter than the rest of those that were eating and drinking the king's meat. God help us. Then he withdrew the food and was giving them pulse alone. By the time they appeared, God gave them wisdom, divine wisdom. Amen. So when they were proved now, Daniel was taken to be the most, the very best one among them that had God's divine wisdom. Is for the purpose. So when the time came that Daniel had a dream, nobody could interpret it. And then he called the magicians. They couldn't interpret it. Then he told them that they should take sword and go and kill all the people, all the astrologers, and all the wise men. And when the news got to Daniel, he said, why is the king's commandment so hasty? Let me go into him. God will interpret his dream for him. After the dream was interpreted and he was promoted, then he was placed in different places all over Babylon. Are you there? But Daniel, standing alone with God, had the victory for 68 years. May God sink deep down into our heart. Oh my. For 68 years. He had kept the victory and was undefiled before God. Without the baptism of the Holy Ghost, without the blood of Jesus Christ to make intercessions for him, with only the blood of bulls and goats and heifers, which he had to offer secretly because of the hidden traditions of that land. Are you there? No fellowship. 78. Now, I want you to notice how Daniel, yet an alien, Yes, ousted from his people, ousted from his church, without one church service, without any church to go to, without any hymns to be sung. But what is sung himself in the midst of all this, still held unto that, unto that, unto what that prophet said, amen and amen. That was why the rebellion he had was when he was leaving Jerusalem, he carried the scroll of prophet Jeremiah along with him. May God help us, church. Are we getting something? He didn't take any other thing but the scroll of the prophecy of prophet Jeremiah. And that was what he was studying for 68 years. And it was said that they were going to spend 70 years in Babylon. And he knew it was 2 years more. They started seeking the face of the Lord. May God help us. No church to go to. No fellowship with. Nobody to fellowship with. Everybody went to their hidden temples. Everybody worshiped their idols. No Christian songs. Nobody believed the same thing he did. And in 68 years, from a young man of about 12, 14 years, when he was taken down there, he held true to God and understood by Jeremiah's prophecy that the days were almost accomplished. God help us. Are we there? All right. Kindly go to paragraph 87, please. Paragraph 87. Praise the Lord. The things you know here, there are places people don't know that. We should be grateful unto the Almighty God. Oh, we should be grateful unto the Almighty God. Like I said on Wednesday, to have given you this God-given pastor and this man of God, you should be grateful. It's not an easy thing to stand and preach some places, but with courage. The things you know here, there are places people don't have these things. And to whom much is much expected. Church, old and young, midway, boys and girls, youth, may God help you. To whom much is given is much expected. All right. Brother, what? Okay, go to 90, please. Just come down a little. Come down. I understand that women will wear, we bob off their hair. 90. I understand that women will bob off their hair. Middle, please. Middle. Let me read. Just to save time, please. I understand the women, that the women will bob up their hair in the last day. You see now? Go help us. See what I'm saying? I understand. They will wear short clothes. You know what happened today? Don't say, I understand. This is our day. Amen. I understand. They wear short clothes and walk with high heel shoes. We're already imagining ourselves. This is the prophet William Graham speaking to you and me. And we are the children of the prophet. Just like Daniel, understood by books. So we today, Bobby said, he is now communicating to you and me that I understand. By the revelation of the Holy Spirit, women will bob up their ears. Women will walk about with high issues, thinking about like that, and mixing like that. They don't balance. And sometimes when they come to marry, they want to change their shoes. Hypocrites. Why not cuckoo we are here? Sometimes when they are marching like this, they almost fall down. We've seen it before. you know better. Young sisters, you know better. May God help us. I understand that moral will be very low in the last day. I understand that the preachers will be forced servers in the last day, that we compromise and will not feed the people the word of God, but will go after creeds and things instead. I understand. God help us. Praise the Lord. Church, God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They are in memorial today. Wherever you are, go like Shadrach, go like Meshach, go like Abednego, go like Daniel. Where we are, people want to see Christ in us. Is that right? When you go for your youth service, go like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel. God help us. But the Lord said, no matter what goes or comes, if the rest of the church backslid, they maintain their stand. Because of what they are proposed in their heart is a choice. And Mrs. Law standing for a memorial. And when God gave her the last message of grace, when he sent those two angels down there and told them within a few hours that Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be burned. Yet, she could not stay the thought of giving up her social life. Oh God. To come out into a desert and live like Sarah had lived and live out there in the desert and have to wear common plain clothes of the women of the plain. She wanted to be social. Sorry, she wanted to live in luxury. Just her pleasure. Are you listening, sisters? Brothers, are you listening? Youth, are you listening? May God help us. Her husband had been the mayor now, had become a great man in the city. He sat in the gate as a judge or as a mayor of the city. And she wanted that. She wanted this luxury, and she couldn't stand to the thought of having to give those things up. And as she went with her husband out of the city, she kept looking back, weeping and grievous, because she had to give it up to separate herself from that time of death. The angel said, don't look back. Don't look back means don't look back. The angel didn't tell them what is going to be the outcome of looking back. The word is don't look back. God is telling you and me today, don't look back. Remember, Jesus said, where your treasure is, that will not be. Hey! He said, any man that will put his hand on the plow and try to look back. He hasn't looked back, but he just tried to look back. He's not fit for the plow. So if you try to look back today, or if you try to look back, not even looking, you are not even look back, you are not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Praise the Lord. That's what Jesus said. Are you there? Oh, yes, sir. That's what Jesus said. Praise God. And she was weeping, grieving, like the rich young ruler when he came before eternal life. Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus told him, Papa, pray, what to do? And the Bible says, she went away sorrowful because he had great possession. Just like this woman here, Mrs. Law. God help us. Jesus said, he that puts his hand to the plow and even turns to look back is not worthy of the plowing. What type of people should we be? This is not the time to look at any other man. Look, you are an individual in the sight of God. Anything you are doing doesn't bother me. Whatever any other man is doing doesn't bother you. But today we want to become copycats. We are becoming imitators. If I don't do this, they will call me JJC. You young men, why not think of Daniel? I mean, you young boys, why not think of Samuel in the Bible?
Oh God.
Samuel, a little boy. Are you listening to me, little boy? Samuel, a little boy. That was, remember, as soon as the mother, I mean, win him from her breast. He said, I've received this boy from the Lord. But the man said, because she was so selfish, we had to fight him. Because she was so selfish, God gave her more than a man child. He gave her a prophet. And she brought her when she was 10 years old.
Oh, God.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, this is she got it. She got it. It's not even up to this age. But remember, she left India in Shiloh to be serving the Almighty God. And it was so tender, God said, and the child somewhere. She was serving God in the temple. Is your mind in the things of God? Are you ready to serve God at all? You know, boys, think of it. We are speaking on time-tested memories. Listen, the life of the two boys of Eli, those sons of Belial, sons of Belial, sons of the devil, they knew not the Lord. May that not be your portion. Their life could not influence him in any wrong way. Oh, the grace of God upon Daniel, may be the same grace of God that was upon Daniel be upon you children. Are you following me? Because you are just looking at me as this old man, his son is too much. Oh my, it's wonderful. Can you imagine? I said the wicked life, the filthy life, you know, the immoral life of the two sons of high priests, Eli, Hophniah and Phinehas, could not influence Samuel in the wrong way. Those boys were living bad. The more Samuel was serving the Lord. Some of you are lazy.
Yeah, this is me this afternoon.
No time to read your Bible. You wake up in the morning after family order, you still go and sleep. Sunday morning, you go and sleep. I don't know who is making who to come late to church.
God be merciful.
This is why I'm not troubling you. We are preaching the gospel. Are you here? Be like Samuel. Say, God, have mercy upon me. Can you imagine Joseph? You know once. You know brothers. Not yet married. We will go to tell you. Think of Joseph in the house of Potiphar. Joseph in the house of Potiphar. Look, Samuel today is the memorial of God's grace that you and I could read. Joseph in Egypt, in the house of Potiphar, the captain, when the wife of the captain was hanging Joseph. And Joseph said, how can I do this wicked thing? How can I live with you, the wife of my master, and sin against God? God be merciful to your soul. Joseph is a memorial of God's grace to you and me today. We are reading. May God help you. Where are the esters? Where are the roots? God help us. They are a memorial of the grace of God for you sisters. Amen. Oh yeah, that's the word of God for us. So whatever any other person is doing, in the school, you don't imitate. Yes, in the class, you don't imitate. You don't do whatever boys, other classmates are doing. Boys and girls. Even in your university. Oh, goodness me. So if you have the panties you are wearing, God be merciful to your soul. What are you going to take before the Lord? God help us. Don't follow the train of the world. Everything will come, everything will pass away. But God's work remains the same. Oh, my. God help us, John. Hallelujah. Just there with me this afternoon. Where we meet, we'll stop. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So she wanted to live in Luz. So she was grieving. She went away sorrowful. And but Baba said, as if she was forced to do it. Don't look at me, don't look at me, because her heart was already there. Where your treasure is, that is where your heart will be also. Is that right? That is scripture. Listen to the prophet. And this woman, because she did that, God gave her a memorial to all the people who turned to look back after they had once accepted Christ as their personal Savior. She turned to a pillar of salt, and she stands there to this day. It can be seen in the fields. Is that it today? That's why you see women in the market. When they want to measure salt, so they will measure it like pillar like this. They make sure that, you know, after the point in the, you know, in the Congo now, then they will measure it. Then they will, you know, raise, you know, they know how to do it. They didn't know the meaning, but we know it. May God help us. Hallelujah. As soon as she turned like this, to look back, she became a pillar of salt. Mama said, she's a horrible memorial. A horrible memorial to those who want on time or the other, giving their life to Christ and then turn back. May that not be our portion. Oh Lord, help us. And many people take Christ that way today because they come out from the world, feel like they were forced to do it. Listen, but the man said, Christ, Jesus will not force himself on you. He told us that Jesus will not have you. He said, we have to have him. You understand what I'm saying? He said, Jesus don't need to have us. He wants to have him. He the one that died for your sin and my sin. You and me to come to him. It is the grace of his, how do I put it now? It is his love. It is his grace that took him to Calvary because of you and me. He said, you do not trust me, I trust you. Amen. And he said, if you love the world, let me see. He said, if you love the world and the things of the world, the love of God is not inside of you. Is that scripture? Yes. If the world hates you, the reason why the world hates you is because they have already hated before, before they hate you. Is that because if ye are good world, the world will love his own? But because you are not of the world, that's why the world hates you. Oh God, help us. And James told us, he said, friendship with the world is an enmity with God. And so if you love the world and the things of the world, he said, as Brother Ben was wearing a white shirt, and he described, he said, as long as you see me wearing this white shirt, he said, you are going to perish with the world. May God help you. May God help me. I'm only quoting the prophet. Pray the Lord. So you check yourself in the mirror of God's word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are speaking on time-tested memorials of God. The word of God has been time-tested from ages to ages, from generation to generation. And heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will never pass away unfulfilled. Amen. What was it? Dear, no, he said, longing and lusting after the, no, and it isn't long till they are back in the world. Don't be like upper. You can never speak of upper in the Bible today again, but Ruth, you can read about her. Praise the Lord. Because she's the type of the Gentile church. She made a clear court decision. And she stood upon that clear court decision. Let me say this. You cannot say you have a friend and you are still fighting with your friend. Something is wrong with you. If you don't know, you cannot tell me that you have a friend, you are moving to a non-believer friend, and then you are still fighting every day. You are not friends to each other, you are enemies to each other. Check your life, sister. Check your life, brother. May God help us. A friend that you cannot tell the word of God, a friend that you cannot show the gospel to, and then you are fighting every day, that's not a friend. You are enemies to each other. And two cannot work together, except if they agree. May God bless upon your soul. I was happy when Brother Sam was ministering before I traveled on missionary trip the other time. I said, you see now, friendship. God help us. That when we come to church, we come with open heart. We come with transparent heart. We come as soon as you're entering that door, that church door, you come reverently, you come soberly, expecting God to bless you. Nobody has any excuse. Even the people that have been interpreted to Yoruba, you have no excuse. God help us. I won't say more than that. Amen. The holy memorial of God's grace, of God's love, has shown to them. Oh, memorials. Praise the Lord. And the disciples, before we close, one day they were showing the temple. He said, the children of Israel, they have built a temple so magnificent. Oh my, for the world to see. And when they were just passing by one day, they just pointed the attention of Jesus. See this structure. How magnificent. Beautiful. Jesus said, see in this temple. See in this. He said, there is not going to be one stone upon one another, but all everything shall be thrown. Oh my, man. Yeah, please. I'm sorry, please. Excuse me, please. I'm sorry. I know it's called like this. All right. I'm sorry, please. God bless you. So they were showing this temple. I told them, see this mountain. I mean, see this temple. There's not going to be a time that no stone will be turned. I mean, will be no stone will be upon one another. All of them we perish. God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then the prophet said, today the ark is no more. Palaces of people, no more. Different memorials. No more. Tombs of the prophets, no more. They are decayed. He said, but God's word remained just the same. Beautiful forever and forever. Just as lively and fresh this evening to the believers of this day as it was the day that it was spoken. Amen. When worldly times shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who are here refuse to pray, hallelujah, and they call upon mountains and hills to fall upon them, but God's love so sure, brother, shall still endure all measureless and strong, because God's word is a memorial. Heaven and earth will pass away. God's His word will never pass away unfulfilled. May God help us, church. That's why. Yeah, we only times when they pass away. Hallelujah. He told us here of Elisha. When the sons of the prophets, when they told Elisha that, oh, this place that we are, It's too straight for us. It cannot contain us. And they wanted to build a memorial for themselves. Baba said, the best one is this. This, he said, when they wanted to build a great memorial, a great school for the prophets as a memorial, but Elisha chose a better thing, a miracle of God, to cause an axe to rise from the depth of the water. Because one of them just borrowed an axe, and they went to the bush, and they were cutting the woods. They were cutting the woods as they were fending down the trees. One of the sons of the prophet is just fell into the water. He said, "Alas, my master, it was borrowed. Kinikitiche, how am I going to repay back? No money." Elisha said, "Show me where the thing is." He just cut a stick. He just put that stone. The ass just swim up. That is our God we are serving today. We are serving the God of the God of hope. Is he the same? He's unchangeable because he's a present tense God. Listen, church. There's nothing God cannot do. Could you imagine an iron went down? Oh man. But the prophet of God, by God said it all. Prophet said, that is the greatest memorial. More than just building this building that. Amen. Much more is he tonight who will receive the word of the Lord in their heart, in his heart. Brother, if you receive the word of God in your heart tonight, sister, if you receive the word of God in your heart tonight, Baba said, tonight, more than that, Baba said, those who will receive the word of God in their heart for a memorial than those who will try to erect some great memorials. God help us. I said, not long ago, just in closing for this little time, said not long ago, he said, he thought of Mussolini, I think the Russian something or German something, said, build a great statue of 40 feet. Rabbi is not on seat. I was asking, from this floor to the ceiling, any of us, then it's not up to 40 feet. What about 30, you see? But this man built a great statue for athletics. Say, because himself was an athlete. Where is he today? He's gone. Are we learning? God help us. Say, he stood in the places where the pharaohs of old, where they bring shrines and idols or images to be worshipped. Said they told me that you have to dig 20 feet down before you can find the place. No more. No more. God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, I stood where Caesar, where their throne was. But today, you dig and dig and dig before you can see the place. No more. The prophet said, the memorials are gone. But that living word of God still remains just the same and just as valuable. That is a memorial. The word of the living God is valuable to you and me, my brother, my sister. That is the most valuable thing, is the word of the living God. That's what that is what you and I should strive for. The word of the living God, heaven and earth will pass away. You will pass away. I will pass away. Nigeria will no more. Tumbi will no more. Where is Abacha today? Where is Yaradua today? Where are the rest of them that are gone on? Where are the scientists? Oh man, they are gone on. But the word of God still lives forever and ever. God help us. Amen. So I say today, brothers, the things that you do, the words that you say, how you treat your neighbor, and what you do about Christ will be an everlasting memorial. It's very, very important to please bear with me for Christ's sake. Let me say this. It's coming to my heart now. I thank God for that. Let me say this. There was a time I stood here and said something. Thank God, Lord. I said, when you were Shoshadi, late 80s, listen very well. You girls and you boys, whatever you want to say about me, you can say. I told us, I said, one day, a brother and a sister, they were engaged, waiting for their wedding. If you remember, maybe old timers will remember. Whether he was giving testimony, I cannot remember, or he was making a confession. I said, the pastor stood behind the pulpit. This is Malachi 4 pulpit, not this marble one now. Our old something there. And lash! And lash! And lash! I tell you, what is wrong with us today, church? You are coming generation. What's wrong with us? You want time you remember. I think to say the brother lost somebody. That day he could not eat his lunch. He came to the altar, he wept. And wept in sorrow. And wept because of the bill. What did they do? When they were going, when the two of them were going in a bus and they were holding each other. You are holding each other. But today you are doing what that was than that. May God be merciful to you. You announce your engagement and then you put yourself into the world of Facebook. Sadly. Rubbish. In Facebook, you disgrace yourself before the world. But not for that here. Our pastor didn't teach you like that. You know better. Let me say this. If you posted that, and that is what you want to put your program, when I get here, when they hand me the program, I will take my car and go back home. Oh, yeah, that's me. I will enter my car, I will kick it and go back home. Your wedding will take place. If that is what you want, because somebody did it before, open care. Then you want to do that kind of thing. We don't want bad president here. Yes, sir. We don't want bad president in this assembly. That when we are here, look, I've made up my mind, God help me. I said, God should help me. I don't want to be critical. I don't want to go to anywhere here and find fault. The one who went last. You see the bracket. And the bushy beard of the husband. Just put the hand like this on the beard. Rub in the program. I don't believe in that. You better tell your husband to be. Tell him, say, Pastor. I'm not the pastor. I am what I am by the grace of God. You know I'm not a pastor. But I'm one of the shepherds here. So I must tell you. We don't want that kind of a thing here. When you have to do that, nobody talks. You want to pass the same thing? We don't want bad present here. Again, enough is enough. That you put nonsense, nonsense picture in your program. I will come and my car and go back home. Everybody will try, so they will bless your wedding. So you, if you like, tell your husband, say, this is what this woman said. I'm maintaining my son. If people ask me, I say, me, I don't believe in that kind of a thing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So don't, because you are married now, what kind of rubbish? Just, I don't know where did they take that picture? Three or four of them, where did they take it? Where? Who took it? Is there one is there that should know that stab you? This one here, this one, this you know, then you know. Whether it's the one that puts his feet, you know, is you know, rest on your shoulder, or you are the one resting on his shoulder, rubbish. You may not like me, or don't like me. But I'm like over there. And people of God love me. It's as simple as that. May God help us, God. Thank you, memorial. We don't want that kind of rubbish here again. Enough is enough. Praise the Lord. So, I say today, brother, the thing that you do, the word that you say, how you treat your neighbor, and what you do about Christ will be an everlasting memorial. You might have a fine home to leave to your children. You might be working for some livelihood to leave to your children. But I would rather leave there the word that they that than anything else. I'm sorry, please. I'm sorry, my eyes these days, this cold weather these days has almost affected my eyes. Just bear with me, please. But I rather leave there the word of God than anything else. Look, there's a slogan today: education is the best legacy. Am I right? Education is the best legacy. I tell you, the word of the living God is the best legacy. A parent can give for the children. The best legacy is the word of living God. Because what the man said, the people will perish, the house will perish. But when you leave them the word of God, my. They will live in peace together with each other. That's the best legacy, my brother, my sister. Parents, that's the best legacy. Send them anywhere you want to send them. The word of God is the best legacy. Amen. We are close. But don't, okay? That is not really all right. That's good. I have nothing against it. But don't do those minor things and leave the great things undone, you see? Because the house will perish and the people will perish with it. But the word of God, will raise them up in the last days and give them eternal life and immortal life again. And now, in order to make an estate like this, God's word, God's eternal word, I think of this great old song we used to sing here years ago. Time is filled with sweet transition. Nothing on earth or move can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. The unchanging hand of God is the word of the living God. Because what heaven and earth will pass away, my brother, my sister, is my word shall never pass away. Said the Lord Jesus Christ. When our journey here is completed, if to God we have been true, right and no, what? Fear and right. Our home in glory, in glory, our enraptured soul, we are going to view it. It is there waiting permanently. Because the angels are breathing, breathing for you and me to come in. One of these days is going to be over. Don't worry whatever we are passing through. God is in control. I used to pray today that, the people are tired. I mean, the world generally, the masses, the poor masses, that these wicked people voted for their attire. Complain here, everywhere you go, complain. I said, God, help us to always look at you. That help your children, directly or indirectly. May we never murmur. May we never complain. May we never grumble. May we trust for our daily bread. He knows how to supply our needs. May God bless you, church. May God bless you. May God bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Baba said, how much better it is to look out to the face of the setting sun when your veins is cooling in your body, when your children standing around the bed to know that you've got a memorial bead that, honey, you tell your children now, honey, someday, daddy will meet you on the other side. Hallelujah. I would rather have that. When the doctor said, Billy, there is nothing more can be done for you. And I see my kiddies, and I kiss them goodbye. I say, but daddy is not dying. He's going to a rest, to a place. For if this early tabernacle be dissolved, I have one already waiting. What a memorial to speak out. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, may God help us. What a memorial to speak out. Hallelujah. I would rather do that in the face of my children than to say, honey, I've got $1 million in this bank. And $1 million over here on this one for you. I would rather lead them that testimony. May God bless us, church. You love the Lord? Oh, let us love Him and serve Him with everything that you know. God bless you, church. God bless you. We stop here this evening. Let's think on these things. What memorial are you building? Let us bow our heads. Heaven and earth will pass away. My words will never pass away from fear. No matter what you are struggling for this, struggling for that, remember the word of God must come first. Because my prophet said, God doesn't deserve the second place. Is that the first mistake? Put God first in your business. Put God, he said, Jesus deserves the first place above your wife, above your work, above your business, above your children. Say, above my children, yes. Jesus deserves the first place. He said, he doesn't deserve the second place. My brother, my sister, where is our consecration? We are going to this 2024 year convention of the believers. Let us not go there and cause tension among ourselves. Let us find grace in the sight of God to know how to behave to one another. But Abraham said, you respect me, I respect you. When I respect you, you respect me. And then we are respecting God. We should be careful in the way of our misbehavior. My brother, my sister, be careful of your misbehavior. Let us have respect for one another. Someone that is aged than you, you don't talk anyhow to him. Don't do that, my brother. No matter what status you are, don't do that. Let's stop all this kind of a rubbish. Let's not bring disgrace to ourselves in the convention ground. Just bear with me a little. Because I may not have the opportunity again before then. Let's take on these things. Let's correct our wrongs. Let's show the people Christ. Because they are looking at us. In our behaviors. In our attitude. To ourselves. In everything we do. Start testing Moriah. God bless you. Hand over to the associate pastor. Bless you, my brother. Thank you, sir.
Well, it's about our eyes are closed and our hearts are bowed also. If there be somebody that will desire the help of God and you have a request in your heart, you can signify by the raising up of your hand as we commit ourselves unto God. Dear Father, we bless your name for giving us this great opportunity again to sit at your feet and to learn of you. We'll never be tired of hearing this old gospel, because that is how the people ahead of us were landed safely on the other shore. And that is the way you have ordained that men and women, boys and girls, might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Thank you for the message you have listened to, time-tested memorials of God. As we have the examples of good memorials, we also have the examples of terrible memorials. And your prophet said that there will always be a witness of the right in every situation. You have your witnesses in every generation. Your prophet said, even if you come down to only one person, there will always be somebody that will witness for you. We are grateful. We know today also you have witnesses. Those witnesses are going to stand and condemn the others that do not believe on the day of judgment. Therefore, I want to be among those that will have a wonderful memorials. Those that you will use as your witnesses. Those that you will call on the day of judgment to testify against others. Master Jesus, may we be vessels of honor at that day, Lord. We just ask, O God, that you will help us as we travel along this journey. Not to think we know, but to humble ourselves and to just walk humbly before you. Lord, to believe every word of yours and to ask for grace. You have not changed. It is man that changes. Your nature still remains the same. Lord Jesus, when you demanded holiness in the olden days, you are still demanding holiness today. And your prophet told us, I mean, the scripture even said that without peace and holiness, he said, no man shall see the Lord. Keep us holy, Heavenly Father. Especially the young ones that are, Lord, being attracted by different things on the right and on the left. Since they have examples of the right, people that were in the midst of, Lord, demonic storms of the enemy, but you saw them through. People like Daniel, people like Joseph, people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the rest of them in the scripture, people like Samuel, from a very young child. Be gracious unto each one of us. Help us as parents to do our part. Keep us on our knees for our children. Help us to lay the very best and good example for them and hear our prayers on their behalf. It will be our joy, O living God, very soon to hear of the testimony of their salvation. the testimony of their Holy Ghost baptism. That will be our joy and our delight, Lord. Let it be their Father. May they be attracted by the gospel. May the Holy Spirit pull them in, Heavenly Father, and put your seal of approval upon their life in the name of Jesus Christ. These things that they have the privilege to hear may not pass over their heads. May the evil bear not be the amount of their heart. May your spirit work tight in their heart. Lord, may it form their meditation. May it mold their life, O God. May they yield themselves unto it. Thank you, dear Father. The blessings we have received today may be permanent in the life of every one of us. Lord, your children that raise up their hand, they have some requests, desires behind their hands. Thou Almighty God, who has promised that whosoever cometh unto me, I will not was cast out. Grant the desires of your people, meet them at the point of their knees. Lord, where there are problems, you solve it. Where there are needs, may you meet it, O Father. O God, we pray that you will just help us and lift up our faith at such a time like this. As we are gradually waiting for the time of the convention, every barrier of the enemy, may you move them out of the way. Let the country be at peace, Heavenly Father. Let everything be in order, O God. That, Lord, your children might be able to travel down peacefully and will have a wonderful garden and convention. O God of heaven, and the people will go back with the abundance of your blessings. Let it be, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Those who are still planning, thinking whether to come or not, may you help them in their decisions. Meet the needs of your people. Thank you, dear Father. Your servant, you are meeting us up this afternoon, so evening. Virtue has gone out of him. May you replenish him, Father. May you keep him healthy and strong. Lord, in his old age, may you strengthen him, Heavenly Father. Lord, that you will continue to be a channel of blessing to your people, both here and other places. Thank you, dear Master. Lord, I trust you that very soon you will quicken fully the body of your servant, the pastor, and restore him fully back to his post of duty. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Every instrument you have used today, your sons and daughters, Lord, to contribute one way or the other to the success of today's services. May you remember each one of them. May you bless them, dear Father. May you meet their needs. May you grant their desires. Soon we'll be living back to our hopes. You brought us here safely. May you take us back home safely. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions, since you have asked this with faith and thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's listen to this announcement. This one said, this is to request families that have coolers and ado gun that can be used at the convention to kindly bring them to church from between Wednesday this week and next week Sunday. Thank you, the officers. People that have ado gun and coolers that could lend it out to the church for just the convention use, kindly bring it on Wednesday, latest by Sunday. God bless you. This one said that allocation and accommodation meeting. All allocators and accommodation members, we have a brief meeting immediately after this afternoon stroke evening service. Interested new members are also welcome. Well, these interested new members should be people who have not been given other duties of responsibility. If you are already booked in another group, please excuse yourself. God bless you. I say God bless you. Shall we rise? Hymn number 299. Now, this is covered. Oh, my loving